This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Today is the anniversary of 9/11. More than 10 years, the University of Houston has commemorated the lives lost on September 11th, 2001. News 88.7's Tom Perumian reports.
On the night of September 10th, we went to bed not knowing the horrors that would wake us on the next day. At 9 a.m. September 11th, the University of Houston Student Center will honor those lost with a somber ceremony at the 9/11 Memorial's 3,800-pound piece of steel salvaged from the World Trade Center. The event will also feature a photo exhibition. The 9 o'clock ceremony kicks off a day of remembrance and healing for the UH campus. The event will be held at the World Trade Center Memorial and Reflection Garden next to Student Center South. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Dozens of people have been displaced from their homes after a massive fire broke out at an apartment complex in North Houston late yesterday. This happened just after 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Residents had just a few short minutes to escape. Investigators looking into the blaze believe that it started in the back of the building, but the cause is still under investigation. No lives were lost. Harris County Commissioner's Court is expected to finalize a vote on the budget next week. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo walked out in the middle of discussions about the county's more than $200 million budget deficit earlier this week. That came shortly after commissioners voted to not restore funding for several child care and health programs.
I frankly, I'm just totally crushed that we seem to be totally immune to not supporting and, in fact, harming our children. I don't understand. So I'm leave it, Commissioner Ellis, to you.
The disagreement came a few weeks after Hidalgo was censured by her fellow commissioners who failed to support her previous tax rate increase proposal to fund early child care programs that are losing federal pandemic relief dollars. Several Sugarland residents voiced their opposition to a property tax increase at a recent public hearing. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us more about their concerns.
Sugarland could raise its property tax rate by 1 cent per $100 of property valuation. That would increase the average homeowner's bill by about $95 per year. Some residents aren't happy about that. They say homeowners are already being crushed by rising home insurance rates and inflation, and that the city should take measures to reduce its costs. This is Sugarland resident Anna Lakutis-Sapiris speaking at a public hearing Tuesday.
Why are we forcing our seniors and families who are struggling to leave the city they love? This is not right.
Sugarland City Council will vote on the property tax rate next week. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Nedley Weber. News 88.7.
We're in the home stretch of the Major League Baseball regular season. The Astros beat Toronto 3-2 last night after giving up the lead they had in the eighth inning, but Houston battled back to score the winning run in the top of the ninth, and they remain in first place for now, a game in front of Seattle. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.